Knowledge is power, and we are all about empowering the mamas of the world. In each episode, we will unravel and interpret the latest research and evidence-based practices for pregnancy, postpartum, and motherhood. As mums and researchers ourselves, we have experienced firsthand the overwhelming complexity of information, myths, and those classic old wives' tales. I'm Dr. Renee White, and this is The Science of Motherhood. Hello, and welcome to episode 129 of The Science of Motherhood. I am your host, Dr. Renee White. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have got one of our check-in Tuesday episodes, which we do every fortnight, where we kind of share a little bit of information, a little tidbit, something to kind of help you out along the way, which kind of bookend our longer guest episodes, which are probably around an hour in length, which we have kicked off our Postpartum Revolution Club series, which you'll be hearing over the next couple of weeks. So they are a series of interviews with what I'm calling fierce female founders who are really shaking up the industry in the pregnancy and postpartum space. So stay tuned for that. We kicked off last week with the lovely Larissa Leone from Home in Melbourne, who has created Australia's first postpartum hotel, which is absolutely amazing. Before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to remind everyone that we have got our amazing quickie guide. It is free download on our website. Essentially, it is our go-to postpartum planning guide. So if you are pregnant, if you are just about to have a baby, if you've just had a baby, it is never too late to plan. So jump over to our website, ifillyourcup.com. Have a look in the top banner. You will see that we have got our download to our quickie guide. It's like, oh, I think last count, it's like over 30 pages of just absolute goodness in it. So it's got recipes, it's got how to navigate sleep, relationships, which we're going to be talking about today. It's got a few resources around transitioning pets, toddlers, all the things, self-care, all the things that you could possibly need. And it is all in our guide, which is at ifillyourcup.com. So pop over there and you can download the free guide and feel free to share it with some friends and family. Everyone needs some extra help and support when they've got their new baby. So let's dive into today's topic, which is 5 questions to discuss before having a baby. And when I'm talking about these 5 questions, this is something that I posted on Instagram a few weeks ago and it absolutely blew up, which I'm really proud of that because I think any opportunity we have to create awareness around planning for the arrival of your baby and what your life is going to look like afterwards, oh man, that is like 2 thumbs up, chef's kiss. I absolutely love it because essentially what our whole philosophy is at Fill Your Cup, which is the doula village that I've created here in Australia. We are Australia's first doula village. We're all about prevention. We're all about game planning. We're all about taking the mental load off you and your partner. And so you can have the smoothest transition into parenthood. It's not all going to be peaches and cream. It's not a silver bullet. But if you start thinking about these things, having the conversations that I'm going to be talking about in this episode, you are going to be off on the right foot. So the first question that you should be asking with your partner, and like make it, this is what I always say with planning. Don't make it this formal thing where it's like super, super serious and like, you know, tensions are high. Go out for lunch or a nice dinner or like, you know, make a nice dinner at home and like have a little sit on the couch and, you know, make it nice. Make it really nice because some of these questions can be a bit deep. So you want to make sure that the mood is set, the environment's good, that if people are not stressed out about these things and write these things down as well. We all know that sometimes we can kind of be a bit of a sieve. As someone said to me the other day, they're like, you know, halfway through their pregnancy and they're like, oh man, my brain's such a sieve. P.S. That's okay. It's really normal. It's an evolutionary mechanism. We're pushing out information that we don't need, and we are leveling up our brain to become mothers. So don't panic about that. So write it down. It will really help in the long term. So first question you should be asking as a couple, what are our individual expectations and hopes for parenthood? I think this is a really, really good one to kick off. Understanding each other's expectations and desires when it comes to parenting is crucial. So really take the time to discuss what your parenting style is going to be, what your priorities are going to be, and even goals, you know, so you can create a shared vision for raising your children together. I have seen some examples of couples who kind of just assume that their partner is on the same page, and then it gets to parenting and it gets to certain decision making, and one or the other makes a decision and the other person might get a little bit upset or not agree. And so that's where it's really important for the two of you to get on the same page. So think about what your individual expectations and hopes are for parenthood. It's a big one, but I think, you know, spend some quality time on that. Number two, how will you divide your parenting responsibilities? If you are new to the podcast, hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us. If you're not new to the podcast, you will know that this is a subject matter that I absolutely bang on about all the time. If you haven't heard of Eve Rodsky, please get her book, Fair Play. It is absolutely amazing. She was on the podcast. Jump into episode 60, where we talk about how couples can create a balance in the household, particularly after the arrival of children. And so essentially, you know, parenting is a team effort, and it's important to have an open and honest conversation about how you plan to divide the responsibilities, you know, particularly in newborn phase, you know, feeding, bedtime routines, nappy changing. If you've got other toddlers in the house, who's going to be managing that? Are you going to outsource things? You know, think about establishing a plan that can prevent any misunderstandings so you can build a really strong foundation for this co-parenting, because that's what you are. You're co-parenting, but you're also managing the household as well. You really need to start thinking about who's going to water the plants? Who's going to take the dog for a walk? One of the things that we highly recommend our families do in our postpartum planning sessions at Fill Your Cup is set up like almost like a traffic light system. Have three columns of like non-negotiables. These absolutely have to be essentials. These have to be done on the daily, on the weekly, on the monthly, whatever it is. And then like you've got another column that's kind of like, yeah, we would like this. This is a preferable thing. We would love for this to happen. And then in the final column, it's kind of like, we don't care if that happens. That's, you know, cream and a cherry on top if it happens on the daily, on the weekly, on the monthly. So think about a traffic light system, work out what those tasks are and how you are going to divide it. If the two of you can't do it, think about outsourcing. Number three, how will we support each other emotionally during this transition? This is a very important question to be talking about, because whilst we have physicality, the practicality in question two around, you know, how life is going to go and how the household's going to run, you need to think about what your emotional states are going to be. You're going to be sleep deprived. Mum is probably going to be hungry, particularly if you're feeding, you're breastfeeding, because that is just like calories out the window. You're bringing a new life into the world. And so this can be obviously very, very joyful and challenging at the same time. So what I would love for people to do is discuss how you're going to support each other emotionally through the ebbs and flows of pregnancy and postpartum. I know that communication and empathy are your two big, big players in this one, and they are the key to navigating this transformative period in your lives. And so think about what that's going to look like. We always recommend that our family sit down and think about what we call oxytocin boosters. So think about something that really brings you peace and joy, and write down those things that do that for you. But think about them in three or four different categories. Something that could take you 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and 10 minutes to do. Write that down. It could be, you know, popping your headphones on and listening to like an audiobook or your favorite song, or sitting down and doing some meditation. Or, you know, someone said to me the other day, one of the things they love doing is just cuddling their dog or cat. Think about things that like really boost that oxytocin, that love hormone for you. The other thing that I wanted to flag in this moment, talking about emotions and things like that, one of the things that mums really find difficult to do is ask for help. And sometimes in the thick of it, our brains are really foggy, we're sleep deprived, we're hormonal. That is all very, very normal, and don't ever apologize for any of that. But I think what you need to understand, partners, and please feel free to forward this episode onto your partners and support people and family, is that sometimes we can't convey exactly what it is that we need in that moment. We just feel, and we feel not great. And so something that has worked for many, many families that I've worked with and other doulas have worked with within the Fill Your Cup team is that we recommend doing something like a numbering system. So for example, you can just walk up to your partner and say, I'm a 3 out of 10 today. And you don't have to express anything else except for that number. And in that moment, your partner can then say to you, okay, I'm a 7 out of 10 today. And so game plan that. What does that look like? You know, you can then look after her and go, I'm running a bit better than you today, and that's fine. So I'm going to take the mental load off you. And so in that moment, give her permission to just go, okay, how about you go and do, think of what one of those oxytocin boosters are, and create time and space for her to do that. Don't ask the question, what do you need? Because more often than not, we're just running off the smell of an oily rag. We don't know what we need. Just say to her, go sit down, put your feet up, or go lie down, I'll make you a cup of tea. Tell her what you're going to do, what you've planned, what her oxytocin boosters are, her love language. Do that for her. Now, the flip side of the coin is she comes to you and says, I'm running at a 3 out of 10. And then you look at her and go, far out, I'm a 4 out of 10. We're like in a DEFCON 4 situation. This is the prime time where you come back to these notes and you say to yourselves, okay, we worked out what that was going to look like when we were a 3 or 4 out of 10. And so that is where you honestly, you take your foot off the gas, you outsource as much as you possibly can. You get the Uber Eats or you pull the meal out of the freezer. No one's cooking that night. Everyone is just really empathetic to one another, trying to take the emotion out of it because it will be running high. And you just need to lean into the fact that the both of you are not great in that moment. And then you can kind of come together later and talk about what it is that kind of got you to the 3 or 4 out of 10. Number four. How will you maintain your relationship as a couple after becoming parents? Oof, this is such a big one, because it's really common for couples to focus all of their attention on the baby once they arrive. Of course, they need nurturing, they need care, they need feeding. And so typically our relationships with one another are on the back foot. It just happens. But if you can take some time, 5-10 minutes each day, just to connect with one another. It can be walking down the hallway and it can be that gentle touch on a shoulder or a hug or whatever it is, like, or, you know, bringing them a cup of tea, just little micro moments. You've got to understand that you're in a different season of life in that moment. And so things are going to change. And so you're not going to have those huge chunks of time where you're able to go out on all your dates and, you know, all those kind of adventure activities and things like that. So you need to take the micro moments when you can. But as I said, understand that it is this particular season of life and you will get those bigger chunks of time together, but do look out for one another. And when you can catch those moments together, please do. The last question, again, it's a bit of a practical one. How will you handle financial planning and childcare arrangements? This is something I think that's really important. Whilst if you have the, you know, benefit and privilege to have time off a maternity leave, that is absolutely amazing. But obviously, you know, raising a child comes with huge financial implications and logistical considerations. So you need to think about what your budget's going to look like, your saving goals, your insurance needs, your childcare preferences, and also not only what does that look like when you're on parental leave, but what does that look like when you're returning to work as well? Who's doing the childcare drop-off? Who's doing the pickup? What happens when your baby is inevitably sick? Because they absolutely will be. Like, childcare is just a breeding ground for germs. So you need to have the conversations around what is that going to look like? Who's going to be taking the day off to look after your sick bubba? So those are the five questions that I think are essential for all couples to be discussing before the arrival of their baby. Let's run through them again. Number one, what are our individual expectations and hopes for parenthood? Number two, how will we divide parenting responsibilities? Number three, how will we support each other emotionally during this transition? Number four, how will we maintain our relationship as a couple after becoming parents? And number five, how will we handle financial planning and childcare arrangements? I hope you got lots and lots of benefit out of that. I hope your conversations go really well. If this is something that you think that would benefit friends, family, please feel free to share the episode. And if you think this is a great episode, if you think this podcast is amazing, please feel free to leave us a little review. We love 5 stars. This gets us out to more listeners. And obviously, as we say at the beginning of the podcast, knowledge is power. And we are all about empowering you for better lives, better families, better communities. All right, guys, until next time, see you later. If you loved this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a review. If you know someone out there who would also love to listen to this episode, please hit the share button so they can benefit from it as well. Thank you for listening to The Science of Motherhood. We'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to The Science of Motherhood. If you would like to contact us, we are at ifillyourcup.com, or you can DM us at ifillyourcup_ via Instagram. You can find all of our services, including our postpartum in-home care and our Fill Your Freezer meal delivery service as well, through both those channels. Thanks so much for listening.